on a base.
Yeah. Okay, think about the way it is now. And so you'd say the room has 30 what in it?
Room, 30 desks.
All right. Say it one more time.
The room has 30 desks.
Okay. Oh, what is this?
Fist.
And so these are two?
Fists.
Okay. What do we call a little insect that stings you on your body and draws blood? In the summertime you swat.
Oh, it's a sweat bee.
A what?
Sweat bee, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard that. What is a sweat bee?
Well, it's a little old thing that it stings you on the on your body, you know, on your hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me get you to say this word for me.
That must be too big. Mosquito.
Yeah. Is that the same thing as a sweat bee?
No. No. Mosquito is, you know, it's something that stays on the creeks and around the water, but a sweat bee is just a little old bee that when you sweat, while they sting you, you know, out in the field. Just a little old bitty thing.
Like a honeybee?
No, it ain't that big. Just a little.
It's even small.
Yeah, just a little old bitty thing.
Okay.
You come out here some summer day and I'll show you this bee. If I live.
Okay. Are one of those white things up in the sky?
What, clouds?
Mama, let the books.
Y'all better let the books alone.
All right. Right now, we are all inside the
world.
No, I mean this. What is this?
Oh, a house.
Yeah. All right.
It's a piece of
house. What do you call any kind of small, troublesome animal that you might want to get rid of? I'm going to buy some poison and get rid of
rats.
Those.
Rats is the most troublesome thing. That's an insect.
Yeah. Do you have another word, though, that might apply to any kind of troublesome animal, not just a rat?
I'm going to get
varmint.
Now, exactly what is a varmint? Tell me, how,
well,
what do you think of it?
It's what you call it, or something that's out in the, like a fox, possums, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, would it include something as small as a rat?
I don't think rats is long.
It has to be bigger.
Yeah.
And that would be the main distinction, just the size? Or would it be what they do?
It'd be, now, rats, is they get in your house. I mean, they're in the house and walls, and they cut up papers and make nests and raise young ones and all like that in the house.
Yeah.
But these other things goes in the woods. Varmints is in the woods.
Okay,
in the woods, something. You know, they're out in the fields.
Good. Okay. So, varmints would be larger animals. Would they ever include insects like bees and wasps?
Hornets?
Oh,
no, those are insects.
Okay. Would you ever refer to a person as a varmint?
They act like one sometimes. No.
Not ordinarily.
No.
Right.
You can't say that.
Do you know the name for a small seafood? It grows to be about that long, and when you cook it, it curls up like this. And turn pink or orange.
Oh, that's a... What do they call it? It's a orange before you cook it, eh?
Yeah, uh-huh. It just turns more
red
color, yeah.